Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Psychic Bartender Show with Gloria Parker. The Psychic Bartender Show is sponsored by Nu Skin and presented by Universal Energy Media. Your host, Gloria Parker, looks forward to speaking her mind, voicing her opinion openly, and hearing what you have to think. She uses her intuition and numbers to get to the core of you. Gloria was the first female bartender in Atlanta, Georgia, and she hosts the Big Psychic Fair every month in Roswell, Georgia. She's an icon in the metaphysical community in Atlanta, and she's honest, and she's gutsy, and she doesn't hold back. Now, doing it her way is Gloria Parker.
On the air.
So anyway, it looks like today.
Let me see. What we're doing.
Let's see. Need your phone, you talk to my computer. Right?
Maybe not. Okay, turn yours up all the way, and I'll turn this off. I'm shutting off. I'm done. All right, so can we hear?
And let's go to.
Hello? Yes.
Hello.
Hi, I can hear you.
Hello. At 11:22 today instead of 11:11. So I guess the universe wants to hear me.
Yeah. Kind of breaking up a little bit.
Oh.
Now you're back.
Now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And who are you?
My name is Melvin. I'm calling out of Georgia.
Your name is Melvin?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello. Have you called?
Hi. Ma'am?
Melvin. Have you called me
yes.
before?
I think so. Yes, ma'am. I have.
So what area code you in?
229. You hear me?
Now,
yes. Ma'am?
Where are you?
I'm in Georgia area. Next to where?
You're in Walmart, right?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Today.
Say that again?
I said you called. What did you say?
I called when?
You've called me before. What can I do for you?
Yes, ma'am. Like I told you, I got injured
yeah.
at Walmart. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had to get me an attorney because they sent me home because they didn't want to accommodate the doctor restrictions because they said that they didn't have anything for me to do. So one of my supervisors sent me home this weekend. And I just want to ask you, like, how all of this is going to unfold for me down the road?
What is your birthday again?
September the 10th. 1960.
Okay. I think that it's gonna, you're gonna start seeing some movement, okay? You're gonna have something. Marvin.
Melvin. Yes.
And it's gonna start happening in September. You've only got another week or so.
Okay.
In September, you're in a one. The reason I'm saying that is because you're in a one new beginning. So let's see how that works, okay?
Okay.
All right. And because I'm late today, but anyway, I think that you're going to start seeing. Sweet, don't get belligerent, don't not do anything you're not supposed to do, and just let this thing ride it out for a while.
Okay.
All right, honey. Talk to you later. Let us know what happens.
Okay. Well, so it's going to get better.
It's going to get better, and it's probably going to start getting better in September.
Okay. Well, I still have my, be able to keep my job. You know, once all this is settled.
Well, I mean, I think to do whatever it is that the universe is trying to do. So, I don't know what your lesson is, but I can tell you this: you're creative and change your life. You're supposed to be having or knowing and being around money. So, all of that.
Okay.
So,
yes,
so good luck to you, and let me hear you.
Okay.
Okay. Have a good day, honey.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Anyway. Okay,
908. Yes, happy Wednesday. How are you?
Hello.
Yes, thank you for having your show today.
Thank you, darling. I'm sorry everything's good. So what is your name, sweetheart?
Tina.
What is your, where are you?
New Jersey.
Oh. Okay.
I'm sorry, your phone went in and out. It keeps going in and out.
What is your birthday?
11/27.
What year?
73.
Okay. So, 8/38, and 20 is 58, 8, 9, 10, 13, 4. 8/13/4. Now, the nice thing about it is that you're a four. You know, in my life, I wish I had a four. I mean, it just would be easy. And you can put one foot in front of the other, and you can actually, sort of organization. Me, on the other hand, I have zero of that. And it's hard because I feel like I'm starting at zero. You know, I wake up in the morning and I have five things I want to do scattered, and then I don't have what that four gives people where they can actually have much Virgo in my chart, and I don't have anything that has to do with grounding. So, you know, so even though I don't you for is, but I'll say that you're too anal. Well, the reason you're too anal is because I'm too nuts. You take the difference, the polarity of me living in this crazy ass world I live in, and you guys having some, you know, two sides of a whole different world, not coin, a whole world.
Mm-hmm.
My purpose for this show is a couple things. One of them is listen and all that shit. I could care less about that. What I really want is for you to leave this phone call understanding God gave you something substantial for you to be able to live by. And I'm looking at a few things. First of all, you do have a five, and the five gives you the opportunity to. So your friends don't see you as anal. They don't see you as the trip and you're going to stop the pee. They don't see that. They see you as being able to be spontaneous.
Are you on Skype? It keeps like big chunks keep coming out. I'm trying to get everywhere.
Well, I don't know what we're doing wrong today. I don't know. I mean, I have been and my phone has been working fine. We're trying to use Caroline's computer today, and I'm not.
Yeah, I think it's like Skype.
We're
gonna
have
like to Skype work. It's like Skype or something. Like big chunks are coming out. I'm like, oh my God, I want to hear every word.
I'm glad you're telling me though, because we definitely need to fix it. I don't want to talk for 2 hours screaming into the and not people be able to hear me. So tell me now, can you hear me now?
Okay, let me see. You have to talk a little more. Mm-hmm.
Come and going.
Yeah, and her.
We had a problem last week too with Echo.
It just did it now. Yeah, it just did it now. It's like, you know, it sounds like a fan, like you're talking in a fan or something.
Clear.
You're coming in pretty clear, but I'm not, right?
Yeah, you know, we can hear you clear for like maybe 30 seconds, and then like it's choppy for like 5-6 seconds, and then it comes back clear again.
Hmm, okay.
I'm so sorry. It must be Skype or something.
Well, we're not doing Skype, honey. We're just doing a straight computer. Well, I'm not on Skype.
Oh, okay.
You're not on Skype, are you?
No, I'm not. I just thought that that's what it might have been.
Yeah, I don't know. So what do you want to do? Do you want me to keep on, or is it too annoying for you?
I want to know. I want to get it. I just was like, I didn't want to ask you to repeat yourself because it was like so, you know, so accurate. I was like, oh my God, let me just, I'm pushing my ear hard into the phone.
But you can hear me, right?
Yes, I hear you. Like I said, it goes for 30 seconds straight, then it's choppy for about 4 or 5 seconds.
You get that after I do each number so that you get it, okay? So the five
okay.
being... The five being number is that the number that allows you to be spontaneous, okay? Then
yes,
the eight gives you to have more business money opportunities. So are you substantial?
I just heard, are you substantial? I didn't hear anything else.
Financially.
Oh, I would like to be. I would like to do more.
Okay, but I mean, what I'm saying is the eight is present. So the five is the five gives you more spontaneity. The eight is the ability for you to have more opportunity and the ability to make money this lifetime. So I want you to lock that in to that brain of yours. Okay.
Yes.
All about freedom. It's about new beginnings. So you aren't stuck. I mean, it's life path, which is dominates the all of it, you still would be able to move so that you could not any of these numbers is what I guess I'm saying. And then the three is all about creativity. Being stable. People see you as being solid, being stable, creative.
Okay.
You have you girl. You know, so then the outcome of that is the four, and the four is you to have a game plan. Okay. So yeah, and so if you're the organizer. You're the person that can get, you know, like. And box up what needs to be boxed up and what needs to go to Goodwill. I mean, you can do that. I can look at what I should do with any of it, where you mm-hmm. can work through it. You see what I mean? So
yes.
it's tell you, it's not a silly thing. It's really, I mean, I just a little bit of a four. Because I really want to, I do, just to give you an example of this, I do an anti-fraud, okay? I've had my website up almost a year. Do you know I've got 10 or 20 wanting just put a freaking sticker on it and put it out at my site. I haven't, and do you know that I cannot get a proper signage and these few things I'm able to have come up to me and say, God, you look so good. What do you do? And I go, oh, well, I use Nu Skin. And I use, well, if you have some, I'd like to buy some. Do you know that I can't even find it in a box to that is disorganized, honey. And you don't know that world because you're organized.
Mm.
Tina.
Yes.
Am I right?
I don't, you said I don't know that world. I'm so sorry. It just totally faded out. But you said, yeah, I don't know that world. Yes, I'm organized.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. I don't know the organized world, but you don't know my world because it ain't no big deal. You could take 12. You could do... a booth up in 5 minutes and I can't do it in 5 or 6 or 10 months. That's the difference.
There's no way you can call with a regular phone. I'm still missing out on everything. It's still missing a lot of what you're saying.
I'll tell you what we're going to do.
Let's see if that works.
All right, I'm going to dial in again. Hold on. Don't
thank
leave.
You. I'm so sorry. Thank you.
Computer, so let me do it another way.
Let
okay?
me write down her
okay,
phone number.
What is your phone number in case? Oh,
718-6538.
I'm taking down your number in case we lose you, honey.
Thank you.
Okay. If I can't,
thank you both. Thank you.
Okay, I got some feedback here again.
Hold on a minute.
We've got some feedback. I don't know what that is.
Maybe is it because it's too close to the screen? Yeah, your face was close to the computer.
Yeah, maybe you could move away. Maybe you could do something on your end.
Try stuff on your end.
Have you got a speaker on?
No, I don't. I don't have a speaker on.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Whatever it was just went away. Oh, I'm out.
Have a radio on.
Do you have anything on?
No. That's all I said, but are you too close to the computer? Maybe it's too close to the computer. That's what it has to be or something.
I don't know, but that would drive anybody crazy.
Maybe it's the volume on your computer. Maybe you should turn the volume down on the computer.
Well, her computer's totally off.
She just went outside
with her computer to get it away from my phone.
So there it is. It's not doing it anymore.
Yeah, it's not doing it now.
Yeah, it was too close to the computer.
All right. Okay, so now can you hear me?
I hear you well. I knew. Yeah, it was just too close to the computer screen. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to turn my computer off.
Yes.
Okay, I got my computer totally off. And I can still hear.
Turn your volume down.
Okay, so how about now, honey?
Yes, I hear you now. Thank you.
Okay, great. Okay, so I think we might got it. So
I think we do.
I can still hear a little bit of backlash. But it's not too bad, is it?
No, not at all.
Okay, good. Okay, I'm going to repeat what I said. The 5 in your number gives you freedom to change. The 8 in the number gives you the opportunity to have more business.
Oh.
The 1 is taking care of you, but allowing new things to come in.
Yes.
It allows new things to come in, that's all, you know. And then the 3 gives you creativity and fun. And then the 4 is how the outcome of all that is, which gives you some organizational skills that I think you got most of what I said about that.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Here is the deal, okay? What is as important, this is all through your life, honey. Okay, so this is like all through your life, okay? This is what you will get help from the universe.
Mm.
But each year, we get another number. And each year, that number is, right now, you're still in 2015, so you don't really get into 2016 until your birthday. So 73... And a very high energy you have, first of all.
Yes, I do. I have a lot of energy. Yes, I do.
Oh, my God. Very high energy. And that number is you're led by spirit, so that's what led you to call.
Yeah.
You probably have been turning more towards your spirituality, maybe even more so than a religion. But wanting to know about the other side, wanting to know meditation, yoga, alternative health, healing, all of that is interesting to you right now. And the 3 is that all I can suggest to you is to have fun with it. Go and have fun with it. Go to a retreat. Go do stuff in the spiritual realms, and I can promise you, you will get a lot from it. Okay? And the 1 is all new beginnings this year, all new beginnings. So you've got, have you had new stuff come in since your birthday last year? What new has happened to you?
I'm focusing more on my business. I've been a teacher for years, so that totally being free from my business is one of the best things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And so, but I mean, can you think of something new you started, something new you've done?
I'm getting my children involved in the business.
Okay. Well, that all of that, anything new is what is happened with you. And all, and then next year is more about partnerships. So this year is new beginnings, and as of 11/27, you will go into your 11/2, which is all about new foundations, spirituality, new foundations, giving you the opportunity to partner or to bring in a partner, or caring about, you know, others like your kids, bringing them in to a, the business. All of that is prevalent right after your birthday.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So that's what that means. Did you have another question?
I wanted to ask about a relationship. I don't know if you could just pick up on the person's energy.
I can.
Okay. Yeah. I wanted to ask about two people, a person named Rob and a person named Sean.
Well, okay, I don't do it like that, but, you know, I'm glad you got two.
I've been single for a long time. That's what you're saying, something new. And that's what you're talking about, partnerships. Yeah, I've been single for years. Yeah.
Okay.
And
well, I can't tell you about Rob and Sean. What I can do is for you to pick the one that you like and then get me their his birth date, and then I can tell you about him and how you two would blend. Or I can tell you which one of the guys that I think that would be your better match. I can do that.
Okay, you could do that. Which one is the better match? And you
need
your
birthday?
Okay, one is 1/8/67. And the other... Mm-hmm.
Okay, which one?
Rob.
Rob is 1/8/57, and what's Sean?
Yeah, that's... I'm sorry, 6/7 is 1/8/67.
Oh, 1/8/67. That's Rob?
Yeah, and then Sean's birthday is 10/9/74.
You sure?
I'm 10/9/75. Yep, 75. Mm-hmm.
And you're sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay. So, let's see. 17, 23. 12, 32, 5, and he's got a 9. Well, I can tell you right now that 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 9, 10, 11, 2, 3, 41, 5. Well, honey, you know what? Both of them have the same life path. And that's the 5. Now, one of them comes into it through more creativity and wanting to be a couple, and the other one comes into it, Sean comes into it with more of a calculated, the planner, more worried about him, that's going to create the 5. So if I had to look at these numbers, I would think that Rob would be the better pick.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Is that what you wanted to hear?
I mean, it's obvious. Rob has more money than Sean, so that's obvious. But yeah,
well, well, he has an 8 in his birth date, and you have an 8 in your life path. So let me see something here. Real 9, 6, 15, 45, 9. Now, let me do this. Hold on a minute. 19 and 35, 9. 9 and 5 is 14. I tell you what, this is just too weird. This is just so friggin' weird.
Why?
Both of these, well, because both of these men are in, not only do they have the same life path number, but they also have the same year number. I think that I see that so interesting.
Yeah,
I've never done 2 before like this. It's real interesting. And so the 4, he's a 45/9, and this year he wants to. He really shows some heart this year. This Rob guy, he wants to. He's got the perfect balance between being stable and wanting to make a plan, and then in another second he wants to do something totally spontaneous. But it doesn't make a shit. He's a 9. And 9 is matching the universal 9, which is the universal 9 is the person that knows that they're supposed to be in service to humanity, and it's been completion, ending stuff. So they're in the middle. They're ending things. And so, but Sean is the same exact way, except that his number is reversed, and he's a 54-9. So it's just interesting. Did you hear? Are you listening to this? I mean, that's just weird. You gave me two guys' numbers. One of them is a 32-5 life path. The other one is a 41-5 life path. Very different where they're coming into the five, but they're both fives, which is freedom through change. Honey, you're a 4. Don't make a mistake with either one of them. Whichever one that you if that starts being liking you more. You know, it's not like do we like them. It's got to be do they like us. You know, a friend of mine told me one time, she said, you know, my mother used to say, it never hurts when the man loves you just a little bit more.
Right?
Not like
yeah.
It's not like it's totally out of sync, but that, you know, if they just love you, you know, then you're going to get the extra flowers and the extra romance and the extra, extra, extra that women really want, you know?
Yeah.
And
so, yes.
And when I look at this, that's what I see is that the 32 with Rob, he has the 2 in his numbers, and he likes being with a people. He's more of a people person than Sean.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what I'm seeing. But they're both 9s. It's both interesting. Now, I can tell you this. After Sean's birthday on 10-9, he's going to go into serious, 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 serious change. You're not going to hold this guy down, okay? I mean, it's just that simple. He's going to have some serious changes come in his life. He's got the 55-10-1. And then next January 8th, Rob is going to have the same thing. The difference is he's going to be a 46-10-1. The 4 is foundation, and the 6 is L-O-V-E, love.
Aw, that's beautiful.
Aw. So that's, I'm telling you, I'm not seeing anything. The only thing I'm telling you is that if you were a different 4 life path, I would absolutely, absolutely be telling you different stuff. But because out of 9 numbers in your life path, sweetie, you've got 5 of them. And they're all energy. They're all energies you get to pull from. So you're a 4, but you get to play with the 5, the 8, the 1, the 3, and the 4.
That's
you
true.
Play with all of them. So, I mean, how nice to have the abilities to make a plan, to be organized, to get something friggin' done, and to have all of those other numbers playing with you, too.
Mm-hmm.
How fabulous is that?
Right, yes.
So count your lucky stars and let us know which one you picked, okay?
Yes, that's amazing.
Yeah, let us know how it turned out.
You can always
go into GloriaParker.com, and the first thing that comes up is a picture of me, and it says my radio. And
Gloria
then you
Parker.
Can listen to GloriaParker.com.
Okay, and are you on Facebook?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook too, yeah. And and you can go in though, you can go into my website and leave me a message, or you can listen to any of my shows. So if you wanted to share this show with a friend or something, you could always go in and just
I would do that. How much are you reading?
Well, right now I don't have a price on them. So right now just call me.
Okay,
I mean,
I'm
about to do some stuff, some teaching and some videos and get that all organized, but I wanted the site to be how I wanted it before I get into that. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, sweetie. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You ready?
Yeah.
Area code 203.
Hello, 203. 203, are you there? Press 1. talk to me. Oh, I might as well say that. I've had a few people say to me, I go in, but I don't know how to talk to you. You have, if you're online, you have to press 1, or else we don't know that you want to talk. Okay? So is 203 there?
I'm offline again.
Huh.
I'm offline again. So they can't pick up. They can't hear.
Can you reboot?
Well, I'm going to go in on a different stream and see if I can that way.
Hey, baby boy. Hey, baby. I tell you, I don't know why. I must just be having a schedule. I feel so tired. You know?
So, one of the things I did, I'm still twirling. When I turned your phone mic on, your bartender mic was still on here on computer. This is you on telephone. So I turned that one off and left that one on. That's where I think all that static came from.
Oh. Oh, okay.
So your bartender mic turned off. You're on headphones. And then your phone number is down here, and you're on mic.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I need to learn that. I need to go in on mine while you're in on yours and run me through and let me make notes.
You just need to watch those two videos.
Oh, okay.
So up here, it says we're on the air, but it's the stream left. So, I go here, we're kicked offline. We're not, we always get kicked off on Chrome, so I don't know why we're getting kicked off on Chrome. We used to have that all the time with Safari.
Okay.
I don't know why we're getting that with Chrome for the first time. Says our call is connected. Yeah, I can't even unclick this because we're not on internet. It just keeps running. I can't unclick.
So can you connect on Safari?
I haven't been able to. Let's see what happens. I'll put it back in.
Let me see if I'm on. Because if I get on, then we know it's not the internet connection, and it's just... Well, once I get my new computer, I'm just going to do just have I'm only going to put a few things on the new computer. I'm not going to.
Yeah, I could have 15 windows open on this computer, and it still runs 100%. The new ones. Can carry anything. Now, I don't do that, but you could. I just don't like to have a lot of windows open. old habits. But when Catherine works on mine, she has tabs all across the top, and she'll have 10, 12 windows open.
Huh.
Works just fine. It's not about that. See, my Safari won't open up.
Yeah, it looks like I'm online. I don't know yet. It looks like Google's trying to open here. Yep. Not yet. So taking its sweet old time. Yeah, I'm not lying here.
Go to Blog Talk Radio.
Radio live
.com.
Yeah, come bring that chair over here and maybe we can you can teach me something while we're
log in.
Oh.
Safari can't open. Log in, see what happens.
Huh.
Yeah, you can't get in.
That let me in to my website.
Huh?
Wonder why. That doesn't make sense, right?
I don't know. Your administrator needs a website, so you might be able to get in there, whether it's online or not online.
Really?
Yeah, you can work on your website offline anytime.
Yeah. Let me into Gmail too. Gmail is an online site. Okay, so it says.
Are you in your Gmail or does it just say Gmail?
No, I'm in it. And I can send you a thing.
Well, see if it will send me something. Because usually they'll just stack it up and save it till it's back online and then kick it out. At least that's what mine does. I wonder if it's the guys working on the line, because you've got people up the road working on the telephone lines.
Well, we've got, you know.
So your password is freedom or green something. What's your charter password?
So it says my message has been sent. I sent you a message. PetsLoveCaroline.com.
All mine are shut down, so you can't get in.
And says I need additional storage, free up some space.
So what's your password for my charter?
Blue Grasshopper.
B-L-U-E-G-R-A-S-S-A-P-P. Blue Grasshopper.
483. Baby boy.
Oh, I'd like to take a nap. I feel like I could.
Okay, so. Back up. Starting the phone call. If you weren't connected, please call in. I'm trying to call in. Yeah, I think it's the guys up the road screwing around with the telephone line. It does not let me connect with this phone call. My computer's online. Well, you're my son. Let me turn my volume up.
Hello? Oh, finally. Greetings. Hello, can you
hello?
Hear me? Hi,
yeah.
Miss Gloria, can you hear me? Hi.
I can, honey. God, it's so nice to talk to you.
Oh, yes.
We've been having major problems.
It's okay. With all the shifting going on, I can understand. And the high energy.
Mm-hmm. I love you. Who are you?
I am Dakita today. And my birth date is 7/9/81. And I love you more. Thank you.
And where are you, Dakita?
I'm in Connecticut.
Oh, great. I love Connecticut. God, it's so beautiful there. And, well, in the summer. And
yeah.
Fall, maybe. Spring. I can do without the winter. So, okay, so let me see, honey, who you are. 19, 9, 6, 15. Ooh, I love you. You know why? You know how to make money. Come down here and make some money with me. Come to Georgia.
Well, maybe I need a change because right now I'm very stagnant.
Well, let me tell you, though, start using your creative juices. That's how you're going to find the money. The money is going to come through creativity. People recognizing that you're very, very solid in your thoughts, and they know, in other words, they just know that what you say is what you do, honey, and what you do is what you say. So that is a inner strength that you have that goes along with the three. So I guess I should back up a minute and tell you that the 35-8, okay, is what your life path is. And the 35-8 is the three is creativity. And and it's got to do with three things. It's got to do with you're a creative man, creativity. I mean, it's like I don't even know how you people, you threes, even sleep because, you know, more creativity and more stuff comes in than you can even, I mean, it's just, you're just a busy brain. You know, you're a busy brain.
Very true.
And
very true.
Yeah, and it's like so the creativity is always there. Let me just stop for a second before I forget. If you're having a problem because you don't have any fours, and here again, if you got a three with a four, that means you can take your creativity and actually build a foundation with it. You can't. You've got a five, and the five is like freedom through change. So it's like, you know, it's like your creativity, you almost have to harness it in, if you will. You have to bring it in and hold on to it and keep it, you know, because it's not something that just happens easy. If you're stuck in your creativity, go play with people who are creative. Walk through a museum. Go to a break dance. Go do something that's going to open up your brain again. Because the creativity is there. It doesn't mean that the creativity can't be stuck, okay? And so
right.
If you keep those creative juices running and you find a way to be creatively outletted with two things, and one of them is fun and one of them is freedom, if you work that whole combination, you will make money.
See, that was one of my questions because I feel very restricted. Love interest that I've been with for so many years, you know, I spent a lot of time investing in making sure that, you know, we both are flowing, and I feel as though he has become a bit of a grouch. He's been very negative towards, you know, my creative flow and juices, especially because with me having sex brings in more of my creativity. And
what a way to go.
It do. It do.
Well, don't apologize for God's sake. I mean, you know how many men run around the planet saying, well, she just ain't interested. No, you asshole. She's interested. You just don't know what you're doing.
I agree.
You know what I mean? It's like men that blame women and their sexuality just really, as far as I'm concerned, do not have a clue. I mean, they just don't have a clue because that is just so stupid. I mean, women care about sex as much as men do. But if he's an asshole,
And he's not, I don't want to say doing it wrong, because to me the cutest part of sex is the way they get on and off. Is that not cute? I mean, really.
It's the truth.
I mean,
it's the truth.
I know. But, you know,
it's
if
true.
They just knew how a little they needed to do to turn us on, they would be in shock. The whole damn species would be in shock, as far as I'm concerned, because women are so damn...
I agree.
Yeah, we're just amazing, you know, we're amazing, especially, and they think that they have a, I don't know, like that, they own that part of the body, or they own that part, like they know more about
right.
it than women, and they're, and
right.
once again, they don't know nothing, they don't know nothing, so anyway, so don't apologize for your creativity showing up there, because there's nothing wrong with that, but let me ask you, let me finish you, and then I'm going to get his birthday if you have it. Let me just finish with you, though. And you are, you just had a birthday last month, and so you did enter, you entered 2016. So congratulations and happy birthday. And
thank you.
And I happen to know a lot about the year you're in, because you're in a 52-7 year. So what that, okay, so let me just, let's back up a little bit here. Last year, in 2015,
was very hard.
Well, mm-hmm. and what was hard about it was that you were in a 51-6. It was all about your relationship last year. You were taking a different look at it. You needed some more freedom, and you needed some change around it. And I'm not guessing that it happened. So last year, emotionally,
no.
you were in a pretty much of a turmoil. Am I right?
Very true. I was isolated.
Okay.
I was lied on, downtrodden. You know, it was only God's strength that kept me going, truly.
Okay. Okay. So you just made a turn, though. And the turn is for the better, because guess why? Not only do you have freedom through change, not only can you look at this relationship with a different light, but you have God helping you. You're in a year. And the 7 year means that you have spirit, God, angels, guardian angels, all of the beings sitting on your shoulder trying to help you through this. So this year is going to be a hell of a lot easier than last year was for you. And you're not going to be the emotional turmoil that you was last year. You're going to be even though you had the one last year, when I look at the numbers, I would go, well, why? It was about her. So why didn't she, you know, new beginnings, and why didn't she do it? Well, you were doing it. It was a process. And the six was keeping you emotionally there. The six was keeping you emotionally bound, okay? But this year, as of your birthday last month on the 9th, you ended up going into a 7 year, and seven is all about spirit. So freedom through change, being able to look at the relationship for what it is, and doing it with the seven life path, which is God. That's what you're working with this year. So let me see where he is. Is he still in the picture?
I'm trying to remove him because it's really toxic.
Okay.
It's not getting any better.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And what I mean by try is that his birthday is 11/20/73. He's a control
what?
Freak. 11/20/73. 11/20/73. 11/20/1973.
Okay. All right. So we got a 31, and then we've got a 20. Well, you know, I'll tell you why you liked him is because he does appear to have an emotional. Not a trigger. I want a trigger's in my brain, but it's not. That's not the word I'm looking for. He's a 51-6, and when I see that without knowing what you just told me, see, that's why a lot of times I don't like to know a lot. But if I without knowing that, I would have said, well, he's just a love guy. So no wonder. I mean, he's really, really. He can get emotional with you. He can, you know. But he also. His life path is a 51-6. Now, where he's been is, well, you know, Jesus. Damn. you know, his numbers aren't showing what you're talking about. So, I mean, I wouldn't have been able to give you much help with it. But what I can say is that the reason that you liked him is because he's a freedom through change, so he's not stuck. He likes to be spontaneous, and he does know how to take care of himself, so he's not just a, you know, a mooch, or he's not just a person that can, you know, roam around. But the six is confusing because the six is the heart, and he appears to come from his heart. Now you're telling me that he's controlling and that I'm guessing that he's not kind all the time, at least part of the time.
Nope.
And that you're just over him, honey. You're just over it. And you know, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. When we're over somebody, I mean, years and years and years and years and years ago in my era, because I'm 70, so in my time, we were subservient, us women. We, you know, I mean, there was very few people around then that really stood up for themselves and stuff. I've been around since the, you know, before the woman's liver shit when it happened. So I can tell you that I didn't like women at all because they were Mickey the Mopes. I mean, it was like they were doled out the money. They went to the grocery, took care of their kids, you know, asked permission to let their kids go to ball games. And, I mean, it wasn't a great time for women. You know, women need to remember just how...
Right. You're correct. I wouldn't have survived.
Right.
I wouldn't have survived.
And so, you know, and when I tended bar back in the day, I'm telling you right now, you know, when the microwave came out, oh, my bar got hell for me. I'd say, did you buy her a microwave yet? And they'd go, well, no. And I'd say, well, go out this weekend and buy her a friggin' microwave. And they would look at me and I'd say, because it's going to let her not care about what you eat 2 days from now. She can go in the freezer and defrost something. Use the tools we're getting to make her life easier. You know what I mean? So it's like all of that shit, you know. I mean, it's like, so yeah, you're just over him. And this is a perfect year to get rid of him. This is a perfect year. You're a seven. Pray about it. Ask God to direct it. Help him on his way, and just let it happen. And just let it happen. Now he's in this year. He is in a 66-12-3. So he's got those two sixes. So he's not going to be crazy about uprooting. He's not going to be crazy about that.
Exactly.
Okay?
Exactly.
But he will be able to do it. He's got his own creativity going on. He's got a nice balance between him and you, and he can move on. So let him. And then after his birthday, he's going to be in, let's see where he's going to be, 36, 7, 13, 4. Yeah, after his birthday, he's going to be in a 13, 4, and that's new foundation. So, I hope you don't have to play that long, but you might have to play until after his birthday. I don't know how long you guys have been together in your history. So just make that
16 years. It's been 16 years.
You may have to help him. You may have to help him move out or move on. And next year he'll have some help with that. Next year he'll be in a 4 and new foundation. You know, but if you're not happy, just do it. And why I started bringing up the woman's liver shit is this. Back in the day, it wasn't okay even to get a divorce, or, you know, people just didn't do that in my time. So I remember it pretty well. But over the last 50 years, women have just, you know, and now it's like, so you do, you come in for a short time. You do your lessons together, and then it don't work out. But this is just one lifetime, and we have other lifetimes. But in this lifetime, we have a responsibility to ourselves to be as happy as we can be to ourselves. We can't make anybody else.
I agree.
So
right, because
so, you know,
it's like.
I'm
sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I was saying that is like, you know, I would sit down and say, well, this is what I want to do. This is what I see me doing. This is where I see the money. Now, you can't do that. And it's like very embarrassing. We could be out and about and not, you know, it will come pop up in my head. And I said, you know, yo, you know, this is going to happen and whatever. Because, you know, I do have that foresight, you know, and I could see it before it even manifests. And it's like, I really do think this is now. And, you know, I get real sensitive and emotional because it's like when you need the support, I embrace you to the end, you know, until when you can help yourself. And it's like, I don't get that support. I get downtrodden. You know, I get told that I got a child mentality, but when you want to introduce me to other people, I'm the best thing since sliced bread. I don't get that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if in here you can't be the same, then, you know, if in here you're this way and out there you're different, I can't deal with the double-mindedness. Because it's confusing to me. It's like for years I have not been on my A game because it's like me moving forward frightened him.
Right.
It really did. So it's like I had to.
Let me ask you something, Peter. I'm going to ask you a question, and I just want you to answer it quick. Do you still love this guy?
Mm-hmm. I do, but I'm not in love with him.
All right. So you're not, you feel like you're not, you love him, but you're not in love with him.
Correct. Because it's an investment, so I'm not foolish. Right.
Okay. So here's the bottom line then, okay? If that's the case and you're being honest, sometimes we're not even honest with ourselves about it because it's too hard. It's like, you know, there comes a time in a relationship where the finale is harder than it all. The finale of understanding this is over. This is done. How do I game plan? How do I game plan to get the rest of it finished, okay? And that part can be very, very painful. So all
it's
I'm saying
true.
To you
it's
is
true.
That he, yeah, and I mean, and nobody wants to give up. I mean, it's almost like, come on, let's face it. I mean, it's like 16 years of your life, for Christ's sakes. I mean, you know, that's not easy.
Exactly.
That's not easy.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's like, so for people to, you know, to give up on something or to not give up, but to accept
right.
that you have
right.
a life and it to be without him, that's hard. So and you probably can't even remember the last time that he wasn't at least a first or second thought in your mind. So there's a
exactly.
whole slew of things that people do when they break up with somebody. It's not just fun and easy. It's not just it's just not a fly by night thing. This is serious. This is people's lives. And so
exactly.
what I'm saying to you is that I want you to start planting to him in a different way, though. I want you to start planting, like, you know, when he attacks you, when you feel like you are being downgraded, as you put it, I want you to say to him, what's his name?
His name is Otis.
Hold on a minute. What's his name?
Otis, like the escalator or elevator.
Otis?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just want you to say to him, listen to me. I want you to say to him, this is not working. This is not working. What I want you to do is remind him that he's not happy. Because the reason it's not working and the reason that he's downgrading you is because he is not happy. And if you can make him see that, well, then they keep doing it. Because at one point, he's going to understand that it's not you. It's not you. It's us. We are not happy. What are we going to do about it?
I asked him that. I said, what can we do if you don't want to move on and you don't want to stay, I mean, and you want to stay? So then what are we going to do things to, you know, how do we grow? How do we help one another to feel motivated? Because I'm not feeling that from you. I'm not feeling involved in the relationship. It's like you're just out there doing, and I just need to sit here and, you know, I don't work, you know, and when I do things to make myself go forward, because, you know, I'm doing freelance here and there, you complain, you sabotage, you do things out of that mindset, and it's like, come on, I don't do that to you. Because we have children. We have a life that got to be, you know, going forward. Security has to be valued. And it's like, I'm not understanding. This is, I'm tearing out my hair, literally.
Yeah, well, Carol, I just said something that was very, you know, that I don't often think of, to be honest with you, but it does work. And have you considered marriage counseling?
I've tried it. I'd be the one only going. He don't go. I tried going to the church because he said he's a Christian man, yet he never prays, yet he never do anything. It's like, it's frustrated, you know. It's very frustrated because you do things to stop me. Literally, he has.
All right, so here's the deal. Something's going to have to give. Something will give. Let me take a look here. Okay, first of all, you have this year, you have a spirit working with you. This is important. You just, let's see, you just came into it. You just came into the number. And you've got freedom through change. Listen to what I just said. Freedom through changes. The two, it's got to do with the couple, and it's got to do with God. Pretty simple from what I'm looking at.
Okay.
Not your situation, please. I'm not trying to undermine what you're going through. I'm just saying, when I look at these numbers,
I understand.
I go, my God, this is so perfect for you to have that particular kind of help, is all I'm saying, okay? So use it. Use it for your good. Use it for your good. Let me ask you this. Because he says I'm a Christian man, does that mean you guys go to church?
I go to church by myself. I found myself a new church anyway because he went to the other church and told them that I'm doing witchcraft. To stop me from going to church. There's a lot of things that he does. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, there's the thing. I hate to tell you this, but men, when they... Let me ask you a question that just popped into my head. Does he cheat on you?
He probably does. I don't know. Because I don't search him like that, you know.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. But you
I
feel
know
like
in the past. Well, I know that I had dreams. I had dreams of, you know, female, him and a female. Like, he's not touching a female, but he has an admiration, a high esteem admiration for the female. And I woke up crying. There's several times that I woke up crying from my dream, you know. And down to Sunday night, I told him I can't no more because he's married. And for 16 years, you've been saying that you're going to get divorced, but you haven't done it, you know. So it's like, I don't understand. I can't do this no more. I don't even know how I did it so long.
How many kids you got with him? How many kids you got with him?
I have four children.
With him?
Mm-hmm.
And he lives with you and the children?
Mm-hmm.
Whew, honey. All right.
Yeah.
So you're really in a pickle because he must make enough money to well, you
and that's
know
the
what?
Thing. I know that he does. And he comes home with whatever he feels is necessary and act as, you know, again, when you had told the other caller that the illusions of certain relationships are being teared down and you're seeing it for what it is, that's basically where I'm at right now.
Okay. Well, here's the
scales.
This is what I want to
are coming off.
I want to leave this conversation. I want to leave this conversation with this. Okay. Let me just tell you this, sweetie. You're a 35-8 life path, okay? What that means is, and I'm going to repeat it because I want you to listen. The three is your creativity, that you're a solid broad, and that you're not stuck in the mud. You like to have a good time. The five
Very
is
true.
Freedom through changes. The five is freedom through change. And the eight shows me the universe. You agreed with the universe. You told the universe when you came in this lifetime that you would do business, money, that you would be substantial, that you would not worry about how to make it, that it would come to you. You have the automatic natural flow. So I don't know what you did before you met this guy and had these four kids. I don't know all of that, but I can tell you this. When you get up off your butt and you start to figure it out and start making your own, even if it's your own money and put it away, you have got to start thinking in those realms, because what if he decides, since he's not married to you, that he's just going to leave? Suppose you put enough pressure on him and he just leaves your ass. What are you going to do?
Right. I know, so I'm going to make it.
All right. Well, then, because you, and this is why I'm telling you, you can make it. You can do it. You have it. You have it. You have it right here in your life lesson number where you can do it. So use it.
Yeah, I have done it.
Use it. All right.
I have done it. He came to my job and complained that I was. He came to my job before.
What he complains about. I don't care.
Okay.
You've got to start somewhere. You've got to say, and you've got spirit working with you. You got freedom through change. And looking at the couple, the two is the couple. Freedom through change, you've got the couple, and that's, and then you, at that 52 comes to a 7, and that's spirit. And then guess what happens? After this year of letting spirit bring you in ideas, helping you with thoughts, all of that, then guess what? Next year, honey, next year, this time next year, you are going to be crossing your destiny, and your destiny is an 8. And that is by this time next in your next year, in 2017, your world probably will have an opportunity to shift and change and give you a living so that you are not counting on him. Because as long as you're counting on him, he is going to spread out to you whatever he thinks you need, deserve, and it's all up to him. And Caroline just said you'll be under his thumb until you take the reins. So that's what you need to think about. That's what this phone call is about. It's not about anything else. It's about that. And I didn't need the numbers to tell you what I just told you. I mean, if you were over a bar with me having a cocktail, I'd have told you the same friggin' thing. The difference is that I can be pretty in your face about it because I'm looking at your numbers. I'm looking that you have spirit helping you. I'm looking that you're an 8 life path. You can make money. You can do it. You can move you and your kids, or you can take on the mortgage. You can do whatever it is that you've already got where you are and throw this man the fuck out and do it. You can do it because of the numbers. If you were a 6 life path or another number, I may not be saying that same thing to you.
I don't think she really likes who you're dealing with.
But now Caroline says she don't think you not like this guy that much, and I'm thinking the same thing.
I don't.
Yeah. So just make some baby steps. Make some baby steps. Know that you've got God on your side. Know that you're going to have freedom through change. Know that you're going to be off soon. Okay? So know that. So anyway, you know I've been screwed up here with us being offline. I got two people waiting. I'd like to get in. I've got 20 minutes. I can give them each 10 minutes if I can get off you. So are you happy?
Thank you very much.
Will you give us a call and let us know how it goes, okay?
Thank you very much, ladies. Okay. Have a good day.
Bless your heart. Hard day.
Yeah. Hard, man.
So hard. Okay, 610.
Hi, 610. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi,
Are you on a speakerphone? 610.
She's gone.
610, call back. Sounded like she might have been in a car or something.
Yeah,
that's awesome. One of the things, if I start another show in the car, I got to think about.
Here she is.
Oh, hey, you there?
Yeah.
610.
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, hi, thank you for taking my
call.
Sorry about that. The call just dropped.
I know, it's okay. We've been having trouble like that all damn day.
Okay.
Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm on my regular phone.
Okay, all right. What's your name?
My name is Sonia.
Hello, Sonia.
Hi, how are you? How are you?
I'm good. Where are you, honey?
I'm in Pennsylvania.
Okay. And what's your birthday?
February 15th.
October 15th? Okay, what year?
February 15th. February 15, 1970.
Okay, February 15?
Yes.
Okay. You know, that's so important. Boy, you got a couple of 1-7s going on here. So 7-7 is 14-34. Wow, this is interesting. When I add the 15 and the 2, it's a 17. And then I add the 10, the 1970, and that's a 17. And that's a 34. And then that gives you the 7. So you've got lots of love from God, honey. Lots of love from God. Oh, my God. You are like, you know, you must be very spiritual, are you?
Yeah.
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 I mean, it would make sense because you've got the 34-7 is your life path, okay? But just looking at these little tiny bitty numbers here, there's 3-7s hanging around. So it's like, I love that. So the 3, actually your number, though, your life lesson number is a 34-7. And the 3 is what I was telling the other caller, is all about fun, all about creativity, and all about being a strong, basically a strong personality. And being solid in it, you know, the mother, father, God energy. So it's like people know when you say something, you mean it. And that's important because when you live that energy, when that energy is with you, that's, isn't it nice to think about that, how people, they meet you and they sense that because it's an energy. So it's very, very nice. And then the 4, I talk about a lot because the 4s alone can be a pain in the ass, but the 34, just to have the 4, means that you can make a plan, that you can be organized, that you can put one foot in front of the other and know which way, direction you're going in. And anyway, it's pretty nice. You can be, you can clean out stuff easily than most. You can, I don't know, you can, it's just the 4 is just the foundation. You know, it's like you like a solid foundation. You're not one to flit off from post to post. You like to build. We call the 4s the master builder, basically. And that makes source, stop it. And yelling at my dog, sorry. And so the 34-7 and the 7 is fabulous, 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 because the 7 is all about God. And so you constantly have spirit looking after you. Make a relationship with God. Have you done that?
Yes.
Yeah. And keep it going forever, the rest of your life. I mean, it's like people say to me, because I'm a 7. I'm a different 7 than you. I'm a 52-7. But, you know, I say to people, if I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to God. I'm in the car. I'm never alone because I always love my downtime, where I'll go out to the sun and lay, and I'll say, "Nah, I'm going to go out to the sun today, and it's just going to be me and God and the sun, me and God, me and God." And so, when you're a 7, I think you do live there, and it's not like other people don't. You know, you don't want to pat yourself on the back and say, "I'm with God." Everybody's with God, okay? But the 7s are kind of conscious of it, if you will. You know, they're conscious of having a buddy.
having another entity, if you will, a friend. And so, and it does, and it works like that. It's just really weird. Now, your Sonia, your year, okay, is you just on your birthday on 2/15, you came into a 8 energy. And the 8 is where you have freedom through change. And again, the creativity is strong, and that gives you the 8. Okay, now I'm going to ask you a question. In 2015, you crossed your destiny. What happened to you in 2015?
I mean, at a personal level, a few things. I would say mostly in a personal level, job-wise as well. Yeah, there were some things that it did happen, but you know, I'd rather not mention it on the air for confidentiality, if that's okay.
What I'm looking for, you don't have to tell me, but what I'm looking for is if I met you a couple years from now and I said, oh, you crushed your destiny in 2015, what happened to you? You would know immediately what that is. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Because that's important. You crush your destiny every 9 years. Okay.
Right.
And every 9 years, you cross your destiny. And so we need to, you know, it's nice to know that every 9 years, every year we get a new number to play with. And every 9 years, something significant happens to us. And that's all based on our life lesson number. So it's pretty nice to understand that, you know, the shit's going to hit the fan, if you will. The shit's going to hit the fan. Every 9 years, you're going to have some drastic change in your life. And so, you know, and it doesn't need to be negative. It just is. It just is what it is. It's okay, you know. So anyway, last year you were a 52-7, freedom through change. Probably had to do with some sort of another person involved, maybe, you know, like you were saying, it had to do with work. So that would be like a group.
Well,
and then you had
it, but it was more on a personal level, my personal life.
Okay. Well, it still doesn't matter. It's like it was like freedom through changes, and it could have been the couple. It could have been something to do with a couple or with other people, but the 7 was definitely there. And this year, though, that was last year, as of your birthday on 2/15, you went into the 5/3/8, and the 5/3/8 is freedom through change, more fun, more creativity, and that's how you're going to, and more money this year. So can you see that yet?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So that's what it is. It's all about, you know, knowing that you're in the, you're in that area where more people are going to want to partner with you, be in business with you, offer you another higher job, but it has to do with making more, having more enterprise, more better ideas, better business sense, maybe putting some money away, maybe doing a will. All of that has to do with the 8 and the business sector.
Yeah. Well, I already thought about it, putting feelers out there to get a different job. I mean, to get a job somewhere else, put it that way, but in my same field. So I'm going to start doing that pretty soon.
Okay, well, you just came into this energy on 2/15, and so let me see here, 17 and 9 and 7 is 16, 36, 9. I would say that's going to happen in October, by October.
It's going to happen on when, I'm sorry?
By October.
Oh, you see me getting a new job?
It'll probably happen in October, yeah.
Okay, and it's going to be somewhere else, right?
Wait a minute. It could happen. It actually could happen still. Well, not really, honey, because we don't have that much time. But it's interesting that the thought came in August, okay? Because you're in your 8 month. You're in your 8. That's going to match your year. You're in your money month in August.
So it was interesting that you're thinking about it, but now I'm thinking that you'll actually move forward or actually have the job by the 10th month, which is October. Okay?
I want to find something, I guess, a company where I can have more growth, something much closer, because I'm commuting a lot right now. I'm working a lot, and I don't feel the recognition, although I'm confident in what I do. I don't feel that, you know, I'm appreciated and that I have nowhere to grow, although I do appreciate having a job, but, you know, I also got to think about myself, you know, and do what I need to do and stay quiet and not telling anyone, you know, what I'm doing, because I don't really trust anyone where I'm at. The least people know about you, the better. So it's just me, God, and my thoughts, basically, maybe a couple of friends. You know, that's it.
Well, Sonia, let me tell you this. Then you'll be in your 9 months next month, and the 9 is completion, sweetie, and ending.
Okay.
So I think that that's probably what's going to happen is that job will end in September, and in October you'll start a new job.
Well,
so
I mean,
we'll see. But will you call me and let
I
me know if we're right?
Right, like leave, you said like when you said ending, you said like maybe me finding something new, leaving the company and moving on to the new job. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, well, it won't matter because you're in your eighth year, so the opportunity, the money, the opportunity will just happen, honey. That so that's what I'm saying. It's like that's all about money. It's all about making more money. You'll end up whatever this job is. I can promise you, you'll probably make more money.
Yeah, because I'm underpaid, and that's fine. You know.
Yeah, I mean, it won't be a lateral move. It'll be a move up. You there? Are you there? Hello? Sonia?
All dropped.
Okay.
You're done.
All right, well, anyway, Sonia, if you can, I don't guess you can hear me. Everybody that's still listening, go into GloriaParker.com. If I couldn't get to you, leave me a comment, and I will send you a voice memo and a reading through voice memo. And if you send me if you give me your cell number and you give me your email, I will make sure it comes through both either one or both of those ways, because sometimes the voice memo, if I get long and you know, I start running my mouth a lot. It won't let me put it through. The file gets too big, and I don't really understand all that. So I like to have both, so I know after I get done with the reading, I can send it to you. So anyway, you have to send me your name and your birth date, and that's what I need to complete the reading. So anyway, thank you. Thank you to New Skin. You can go in and see my New Skin stuff, my information. There's a lot that I've done in that. Anyway, the site's getting better, and it's definitely, I think it's a great site. It's pretty precise and you know. So anyway, I appreciate everybody. And I guess the only thing I'd like to say is please, if you're in Atlanta, please come by the Happy Body Health Fair on Sunday from 1:30 to 1:30 to 5, and come and say hello. Come and sit on the selenite bars and get some clearing. And then the next weekend is the Psychic Fair. And if anybody wants to have information on that, you can just come in and, again, either go to gloria.parker@gmail.com and say, put me on your list, or you can go ahead and send me a comment in gloriaparker.com, which is my website. And thanks so much, everybody. I'm sorry for the little bit of glitches that we had here and there. But, you know, I always think that whatever happens is supposed to happen. And the people that get through are supposed to get through, and the ones that aren't. And we'll just do it again next week. So I'll see you next week, and thank you so much. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.